You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Heart of Dixie, Season 3, Episode 6, called Family Traditions. I'm your host, Whitney Lane, joined with my lovely, beautiful co-host.
Hi, guys, I'm Michelle Renee.
I am Paige Sullivan.
And I'm Tiana Hobson.
Look at Tiana!
Hello, everyone!
Party up at Heart of Dixie. Yeah. All right, so we'll just jump right in, because there was some good stuff that went on this episode.
Yeah, this is a really good episode.
Yeah. So let's start with the Rammer Jammer, because Lemon, she's kind of getting sick of it.
I would too. Lemon thinks she's a stand-up classy lady, and she's working with people losing their earrings.
Ew.
And Wade keeps
sleeping with everyone.
Don't eat that coleslaw.
Don't eat the Rammer
Jammer.
No. First off, coleslaw in general just kind of is like,
it's not my thing.
But with an earring in it, and then Wade keeps sleeping with everybody and they keep quitting, so.
Well, as someone who's worked in the service industry before, it's understandable why. I mean, it's very easy to get stressed out in a
position.
And honestly, Lemon holds it together because Wade, they all come up to her and they're like, oh, we're going to need to hire someone new, or oh, there's a fire happening. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll go handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are they going to do without her?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was like, Wade, if you lose Lemon, you have to actually step up to the plate and start doing stuff, because everything that happened, he turned to her to go fix.
And when has he ever stepped up to the plate?
But the thing is, nobody's ever asked him. Well, they ask him, but they don't make him do it. Mm-hmm. And if she steps out and everything's kind of going, you know, in a downward spiral, he has no choice either to sink or swim, so.
Well, did you guys think she was actually going to get to buy fancies? I was like, this is perfect for her.
I was hoping, because I thought it would be nice for her.
I mean, if you pick Rammer Jammer versus Fancies, Lemon definitely fits in the, like, nice Fancies, restaurant where everyone, you know, she can, like, it's hoity-toity for Bluebell.
For Bluebell.
Yeah.
But who did buy Fancies?
That's the question.
That's a big question.
Because who else knew that Fancies was available? There was only one person.
George Tucker.
You really think George Tucker bought it?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That was my first thought. She was like, George Tucker. I was like, that's what I thought.
Because I know she seeked, like, legal advice from George Tucker, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's the only one who knows, because the Fancies could have been shopping themselves around to other people.
True.
Even maybe the mayor of the town next door, Fillmore, could have bought it. You know, you never know who's, like, infiltrating Bluebell. And we always need new characters.
Yeah.
So having a new owner come into the play might.
Yeah.
But the one thing that did make me mad about that whole deal was that the owner of Fancies came in, asked her to buy it. She said no. And he said, I want you to think about it some more because I really want it to be you. And then when she went back to him, he's like, oh, actually, after we talked and you told me no, someone else came up and wanted to buy it from me. I'm like, you're the one who told her to keep talking, so you should have told that person, like, no.
Like, to hold off.
Yeah, you have to hold off because I already
Money
told
talks.
Someone.
that's true.
Yeah,
walks. I don't have time.
No, I guess that's true. She said her offer was too low, and she came crawling back to Wade. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting because he was like, you know what? You're not happy here. This isn't you, Lemon. And he really didn't let her come back in as partner.
Yeah.
But not in a mean way. He's just like, go out there and find something that is you.
This is when the baby happens.
What do
don't you
mean?
Think? I think this is like when she has
her real baby.
Like her real baby.
I was like, wait
there's
a second. Did I miss an episode?
No.
That totally makes sense.
I think this is when she probably went on maternity leave. And so this is her exiting the Rammer Jammer. Finding herself, doing her own thing. Because otherwise we'd question, like, okay, so she just abandons her new business and her new life as Lemon the career woman?
Mm-hmm. It's true. Maybe she'll come back with a bang.
I'm sure she will. She's looking good, if you have seen her.
Very good.
Yeah.
Are you speaking about in real life?
In real life,
she
looks.
She dropped that baby weight real quick.
Like, real fast.
Model fast.
I mean, what else did you do?
Well, she was a model.
So I was like, model fast. Girl's got it. Well, so Wade's going to have to kind of figure out how he's going to run the Rammer Jammer, which is his dream. He said that to her. He was like, this has been my dream for so long. And you know it fits him. Mm-hmm. But I just wonder, do you think he's going to be able to handle it?
He's been working there a long time. Who's going to take on more responsibility when they don't have to? Why is he going to go put out the fire when Lemon's doing it? Mm-hmm. You know, why is he going to handle things when someone else is doing it? Now that she's not, he's been there long enough. He knows how it works. He knows what he needs to do. He's a crafty guy. I'm sure he can figure it out.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like a fight or flight moment for him, and he's let everyone down so many times that this is his chance to kind of prove himself to the town and maybe even Zoe.
I know. I hope so.
I think it's a bummer, though, that the friendship the business relationship, their friendship grew, and they were so cute at the beginning when he's kind of dancing and they're all excited. I liked seeing them interacting with each other in more of a friendship way as opposed to a let's get Zoe or let's get back at George kind of way.
But we were talking about this too. It's just like so boring. Zoe and Joel are so boring. Like, at least we had... Is that what we're talking about? Yeah.
Well, I was talking about how I like Wade and Lemon
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, no, we're not talking about that right now.
We might be on two different playing fields.
You guys, it's good. It's late. not really. But, no, but... Okay, that's what I thought, but then I was like, wait, maybe she's talking about...
No, but I do agree. I think Joel and Zoe are a little boring.
Well, we if we're gonna move on to that,
we can start talking about.
We might as well.
How awkward that Dash keeps barging in on them while they're like about to canoodle.
Well, we addressed this last week. We were trying to figure out where they were living.
Yeah,
and it's that hotel,
the Whippoorwill.
They've stayed the longest of all people. Congratulations. Let's take a picture.
I mean, it's been, what, 2 days?
Well, we congrats. Wonder, I always wonder how long have they stayed there? Has it been months? Has it been a
like
month?
It's been as long as the show's been happening, so like 6 episodes, 6 weeks.
6 episodes.
You know? 6 weeks or 6 months? Or
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Yeah, because it's moving like our time, I feel. But they've got to get out there and find a house because, really, you want Dash waking you up every morning? Nobody wants that.
Do the doors not have locks on
them?
That's so weird. I'm wondering.
Because, I mean, I know that we got the signs at the end, the do not disturb signs, but that's still not going to stop someone from just walking in. I mean, a lock is what I would want.
It's shocking, actually. Like, it's shocking.
I think it's illegal.
It's a hotel. Like, you should be able to lock your door. Like, you never know who's coming in there.
But is it a hotel or more like a bed and breakfast type of thing?
I mean, I think that's like Dash's whole MO is he's kind of like a paparazzi figure, but he's a paparazzi in a small town. And in a small town, there are no boundaries, really. Yeah. So I think that's kind of what makes his character funny is that he's a gossip blogger in a town where everyone sees what everyone does already.
Except it's awkward when they're like, you know.
In bed.
Yeah.
In bed. I mean, it could have been worse. Smooch. It could have been worse, though.
That's true.
Yeah. We have never really seen Zoe and Joel in an intimate way, as we had seen her with even just the kisses with George, because that's all we really got were these intimate kisses and her and Wade in bed. Never with Joel. And nobody wants to see that.
Am I right?
I would like to know.
They don't have it.
I just want to know if there's the passion.
This is what I'm getting. Her and Joel more so make love, and her and Wade were, you know.
Passionate.
Yeah, but she just doesn't
you know,
have
we're
that.
Having sex, maybe.
They don't even make it. I hate them. I don't know. They just don't have anything worth watching. I'm like, here we go. Joel has to, like, prove his love. Like, I don't know. I don't see it, like, becoming more. Like, they're good. They lean on each other in hard times. Like, she's going to meet her family, and he's, like, trying to be liked by the town, you know?
Mm-hmm. So it's good that they have a great relationship, but we don't like them together.
I mean, in real life, they make sense. In real life, Zoe and Joel are a good couple. I think in terms of Bluebell and what we want to see in the drama we're looking for, maybe not.
Yeah, and what we've seen in her past and how much more there seems to be.
Yeah, but think about how much more complicated her life was, which is what makes great TV, but
we need to get that back in there.
Yeah.
It's time to watch some Wade and Zoe.
For a second,
I was like, is it George and Zoe going to happen again?
I think that's dead.
George has got a new flavor, and she's chocolate.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, I think Zoe kind of... Linley? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Once you go black, you don't go you back.
Don't go back, George. Hey.
I mean, I think that Zoe maybe is... Even though we all like Wade, every woman kind of... Not every woman deals with this, but she's in a situation where it's like, if she goes back to Wade, it might be more fun and exciting and like this, you know, adventure and this great relationship. But like, at what point in time in your dating life do you realize that that has to stop so you can actually be with a man that you can like have a life with and have a family with?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so she's probably trying to figure I mean, not that she's even considering getting back with Wade, but I could see that being a dilemma in her head when trying to deal with, like, one versus the other.
Especially at their age. It's not like they're fooling around in their 20s. I mean, we're nearing 30s, mid-30s for some of these characters. This is the time when people think, I only have so many more years to have a kid. I only have this much more time to buy a house or save the money. Mm-hmm. So, logistically, being with Joel is stable for her, whereas being with Wade is a guessing game and it could go either way.
Even though it's fun, it's not
But smart. You never know. Maybe this is the whole point. He's going to be running the bar on his own. Maybe that's his stability eventually. Stability. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
showing that he can be that part for her as well.
Yeah, that would be great if they had his character develop and have him reach that end goal. Because if not, the audience might be happy that she ends up with him, but they're also going to be kind of disappointed because she's going to spend the rest of her life poor and barefoot and pregnant. So,
yeah.
I would hope well, he's a successful novelist, so you figure he's been doing pretty well for himself. I just hope, I agree with Michelle, I hope his character develops to the point where we can see him being everything for Zoe and not just being the fun, spontaneous boyfriend. But I think we need this time, in this season especially, just to have them be separate and have nothing happening, because so much has happened for so long. So if we leave them alone for a little bit, when they do get together, I think it'll be that much better for us as fans.
But you know what's so funny is kind of George Tucker's the in-between again with these two guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like the middleman?
Because he's stable. And they have a little bit more chemistry, I think, than her and Joel, less than her and Wade. But, like, he's still that dude. And for a second, I was like, do I like them? And then I was like, no. Not as much as others.
But I do not like him and Linley, so I'd rather him with Zoe.
Let's discuss them. Linley, man, she knows, though. George has fallen for that little trap.
Oh, my goodness.
He's like, he's showing up everywhere. Yeah, and she's like, oh, George, I bet money that you were going to come find me. And, like, he literally is. He can't handle it.
I just think it's crazy because last episode she says, I'm going to wear you down. And I'm wondering if he genuinely is interested in Linley or she got in his head, so now he's doing kind of what she wants him to do.
I think that's what it is, and it's so funny to watch how, like, this guy's just being, like, manipulated. Worn down. Literally, like, he's falling for her.
I think it's so awesome.
I mean, Linley?
It's impressive.
I don't like Linley, but I like what she's doing with George.
I do, too.
Like, I respect her for it because even though, I mean, their relationship started off as, like, a kindergarten playground relationship.
Yeah.
Boy picks on a girl, you know, girl picks on a boy. You know, that means they like him. Like, they were bickering so much, but she even saw then, like, no, there's a little hint of something there with us. And so she's kind of saying, she's calling him out because he's too scared, you know, because of LaVon and whatever, you know, his excuses are this week. But she sees that it's there and she's not giving up until she gets what she wants.
Will George forever be the one who's kind of being controlled in a relationship? I feel like every woman he's dated kind of controls the way he acts or is a really strong, powerful
or
woman.
Or changes him,
which is fine. I mean, if that's the woman you're attracted to and there's nothing wrong with being a strong, empowered woman. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with Linley, I'm going to wear you down. And Lemon, she's like, you need to dress like this. You need to do this. You need to eat here.
Or Tansy. Mm-hmm.
Or like, Tansy.
Tansy. I mean, she still became, like, less of George Tucker Golden Boy with her.
Yeah, she wanted him to be able to rough around with her brothers. And I feel like he's so easy to adapt to another girl.
Yeah, I just think he's needy, and that's why he is falling for falling for Linley, because he doesn't have anyone else in the town, and he's needy, and why not just have someone there?
It's true, though.
Which poor guy.
I don't think he even knows who he is.
I mean, it's a prime example of, like, the good guy always finishes last. He's cute, he has everything going for himself, and nobody wants him.
I know.
Yeah, because he's really almost gone through, like, every girl in the town at this point because, you know.
George. Get yourself together.
Yeah, get yourself together.
Oh, no. It's true. I didn't even think about it. Now I feel for the dude.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well.
And he's losing. He's on a losing streak right now.
Yeah.
So he's pretending that he's not actually showing up to see Linley. And she's like, Wade, like, what do you have for fun for me to do tomorrow? And she's going to be the bartender. And then, of course, he shows up to watch the game or to order his food. And then he's like, where'd she go? And outside, there she is just waiting on him. She was just sitting there waiting for him to fall into her trap. And they started kissing. It got intense.
It got real intense.
I was like, oh, that camera's real close. Yeah. I was like, George Tucker, there he, yep. So, George and Linley, we'll see how LaVon takes that one.
Ooh, yeah. I didn't even think about
that. Yeah, I kind of wanted LaVon to walk up on them when they were just
LaVon is too much going on.
Yeah, he kind of had a lot going on at his house, so.
Yeah. Which, that's a whole different situation. All these people, you know, getting older and you're talking about settling down. Mm-hmm, Annabeth wants to do that.
I'm just surprised at how intense it gets and how much she kind of says, you know, if we're not on the same page, you need to let me know. The thing is, he just proposed to a woman, yeah. I'd say like 6 months ago. She just got divorced probably a year ago. There's nothing wrong with taking a little time. I know it's the South and they're in a hustle to put a ring on it and they want her to be married. But, you know, give her some time.
I'm just thinking literally on Facebook, two people got engaged this week and I'm like, here we go.
Yeah, no, mine too, for real.
But I know, it's really too much. Her parents are too much. They're like huge Auburn fans. They hate Bama, right? And that's LaVon, like Bama born and bred, whatever they say. And then they show up wearing Bama jerseys with his number on it, pretending to love him and love the team just so they can nudge him into marrying Annabeth. How awkward for her. She just kept trying to, like, change the subject and stuff the entire time they were sitting there together.
But as much as she didn't want them to pressure him, she wants to know the answer.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but you never want your parents to come off like that.
Oh, gosh, no. I would die. Yeah, by the way they acted, I would die.
Yeah, and the way that they were acting, I mean, they were literally throwing it out in front of him, and LaVon still had no idea what was going on. Such a guy. Yeah. But, you know, so at least he didn't have that. It wasn't until the end when, you know, they had to have...
She had to yell at them
to stop doing it. He's like, oh, crap, this is what that was about?
Yeah.
That was my LaVon. You're welcome.
Good job.
The sad thing is she didn't even want him to be around. She's like, go to Vegas, go to the strip clubs, go for the bachelor party with your NFL buddies. Yeah.
She probably knows what her parents are like. They seem like intense people.
They were too much. I would literally die if my parents were doing that in front of me.
That's why it was probably easier to have him at a strip club. Yeah. You know, you weigh the odds. You're like, meh. You know, it's probably just
And I mean, at first she probably thought, you know, since she didn't know they were going to be so... I love the way that they played it off with the whole, like, your parents didn't know that we were dating and, you know, oh, the Southern ways and stuff. And at first you're kind of thinking, oh, is this a race thing? Because she's dating a black boy.
That's exactly what I thought.
And then they switch it and it's like Auburn and Bama. And
that's exactly what I thought, though. I was like, oh,
no. I was like, Hard Dixie's going racist. Yes.
And then, I was going to.
They should have done that.
Yeah.
A little bit more deep. The show is. I mean, I like the show, but it's you know, kind of
it's
a little
fluffy.
Shallow. Yeah. It's like, okay, let's deal with some, like the first time I ever saw LaVon walk up and I'm like, okay, we're not going to address the fact that he's the mayor of this town and he's black.
Yeah.
And like 25. Okay. Like that doesn't happen like in the South.
That's true.
But I mean, so I think that it would have been great if they would have addressed that issue and maybe kind of made it a little bit more tense, but they didn't. So.
They had to change
They do that a lot, though. They have a big issue come up or, like, hint at a big issue, like the brain tumor and the things with Annabeth last episode. Yeah. And then they just... It's fleeting. It's there and then it's gone.
It's like, there could be a chance at this, but it's not. So, yay, let's go have another barbecue. Drinks at the Rammer Jammer.
Maybe that's why people love Heart of Dixie, though, because it doesn't go in too deep. It's one of those shows where you can see it just for the shallowness of it, you know, for the love and the attractive guys and the hooking up and things.
Well, speaking of it, I wonder how the relationship with Zoe and her family's going to be. So they're looking for a house, and she ends up stumbling upon, like, a really nice one, but owned by one of her aunts. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, no way this is going to happen because, you know, I haven't talked to them. They've invited me to things for the past 3 years, right? Because it's been three seasons. So it's kind of weird that, you know, and then Joel's pushing her. And that's the thing that they do with each other is they push each other to try something new, which I think is good. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What'd you think, man? She shows up to this little 8-year-old's birthday party named Harley.
That's intruding, but
it was very weird.
Why hasn't she? She's the town, one of the town doctors. How has she never met these people?
This is what I was thinking too, because I'm like, it's Bluebell's so small, but apparently it was in a different town called Lillian. And I don't know where the heck Lillian is compared to Bluebell. You'd think it'd be very close since it's her father's practice that she's working at.
Right.
That's why I'm really confused.
And they must have been going to that practice previously. Why would you choose a practice where you didn't know the doctor? If it's your brother or your uncle, you would go to that doctor.
I feel like she has had to have, like, run into them at some point.
Well,
in her
life. Did say that she had a thing with one of the aunts and didn't go so well. And that since then, everyone's been inviting her to stuff. But then at the party, her cousin said something along the lines of, the Wilks come out in, like,
numbers
for, you know, big events, funerals, birthday parties, you know, those kind of things. So that made me think that the family is spread out kind of far. Mm-hmm. And it's just these big events that they all come. Oops, sorry, microphone. The big events that they all come back together for.
No, that makes sense.
So that's why maybe she hasn't seen them around.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I thought they were kind of cool. I mean, the one that she was talking to most of the time, I don't even remember her name. What was it?
Oh, my gosh.
I forget. I don't think I wrote.
There
I
were
was
too
down,
many of them.
It starts with a W, wasn't it?
They went down the list of so many names in that scene that I was
I missed it.
I missed everyone's
Y'all
name.
Let us know. Go to iTunes, rate, comment on the show, and let us know her cousin's names. That'll help us out. For real.
No, really, though.
There were so many of her family members. The only one I remember is that cute little glasses boy turning 8 years
old. You know what they say in the South, and them.
Yeah.
So-and-so and them. That's how we do in my family. So let's just call it that.
Oh, that's funny. That's
the Wilkes and them.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's Vivian.
Might have been Vivian.
That right? I think
sometimes they come right back to me.
Vivian and them.
And them. So... No, but I thought she was kind of cool, and they seemed the same age. Like, she seemed stylish. She seemed fun to be around. She wasn't, like, you know, lemon-type Southern lady. She was, like, fun and sarcastic. And, you know, poor Joel's forced to be the musician. Or the
magician.
Magician.
All of these awkward situations that he gets put in, it just, like, adds to the fact that the audience
doesn't like him. I know. It's
poor
sad.
Joel.
It's
can't
not
win
his
for
fault.
Losing.
Yeah.
That's exactly
it's not
right.
his fault at all. It's yeah. just...
Poorly planned.
Yeah, they're putting him out there, and I don't think they... I don't know. It feels like they don't want us to like him. He is a joke.
I think they do that intentionally, though. Yeah, they want us to hold on to the fact that Wade and Zoe could be together.
Mm-hmm. I mean, which I'm obviously doing, so they're doing a great job.
Way to go, writers.
Yeah. But, yeah, but Joel, I mean, how lucky that they bring this huge giraffe that's covered in a magician's cape. So he puts this on in his hat. It's just really odd. It's really an odd situation.
And the fact that he does that.
Comes out, I'm like, what is that?
But the fact that he does that for Zoe says something about Joel. Like, he's a good guy. As much as we don't want them together, he's a good guy who's doing a lot for her.
He did move to Bluebell.
And she's crazy. Like, who walks into a children's party and impersonates the magician and then lies to everybody.
Says her name's Chloe and says Zoe. It's like, you should have just say it.
Just say Zoe Hart.
Say it up front.
Zoe.
Or reach out and say, I'd love to come to this. Like, there's so many things she could have done differently.
Yeah, I feel like from now on, because Vivian, I think is what we decided her name was, did say that, you know, for family, you only get what you put in and Zoe's put in nothing. So then she goes back to the... hotel and it's kind of like sulking, you know, maybe they'll come around one day. No, this is the chance when, remember when you were going up to Brick every day, bringing him treats and like going around trying to get people to like you? This is your family. So now this is the time that you need to start putting in the effort like you did to get your job back in Bluebell.
And to win over the people of Bluebell. She put in a lot of effort there. I just think it would have been so much easier for her to extend a hand and say, let's grab coffee sometime. Hey, maybe you and I could do this at the Rammer Jammer. Like, one at a time, infiltrate the family. Yeah. You know? And once a couple of them like you, chances are the rest of the family will
She should go for that old dude who did the Marlon Brando impression. Maybe he'll be the
Marlon
one to
Brando
like
was as good as my LeVon.
Yeah. No, but yours was better, actually. That dude was interesting. But, I mean, I don't know. I'd like to see what happens with that because I think it'd be kind of cool to see that. They were, like, younger, you know, and seemed fun. I think it'd be cool to see them.
And I always feel like when we meet new characters, I'm like, yes, more people.
Yeah. Because it's such a small town.
And Zoe needs someone that she actually connects with, like...
Dresses like.
Yeah.
Wants to talk to.
Her, I mean, her and LeVon are considered best friends, but now that he's with, with Annabeth, their friendship is kind of.
She was really close with LeVon's ex, but, you know, then that Ruby kind of turned not
she's
so
She's
kind of
friends with Annabeth, but not really. So I think she needs a best friend.
Yeah.
It's true. Joel. Instead of Joel, because that's who it is right now.
And it's never good to have your boyfriend be your only best friend.
And he's trying to be best friends with Wade. And, like, what's he trying to do there? You know?
We didn't see too much of that this episode, though, as opposed to the previous ones. Mm-hmm.
They're very interesting, those characters. What else did we miss?
Oh, goodness. Not too much. Yeah. I mean, this episode was kind of, you know, wrapped up in those storylines.
Yep. I mean, that's about it. Okay. Should we get into news and gossip?
I don't actually have any news and gossip this week. It was a slow news week. I looked, but it was nothing really worthy of.
I saw
pictures of Jamie walking around looking fabulous, and we already mentioned that.
With Jessica Alba.
Yeah, with Jessica Alba. There was a picture of her, I think Rachel Zoe, and Jessica Alba, and it was like, mommy's night out or something, and she looked fantastic.
Wow. A model. That's like, how do you get back to that after you just had a child?
I know. Yeah. It's been like, what, maybe 2 months?
I don't get
it. It's been like a month.
A month?
A month and a half. Like,
a month and a half. She looks amazing.
Yeah, when we started the show.
Yeah, she had the baby like the day before the show started. So.
Oh, gosh.
That's good. You go, girl.
Yeah.
Work it. Okay, well, predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, you kind of already said one.
Which one?
About Lemon.
Lemon? Oh, yeah. I think this is when she's going to take off. I think we'll see her next week, and then we're going to lose her for a bit.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, because they film a few episodes ahead of what we're watching, and if we figure she had the baby about a month ago, then I think it's time for her.
What do you think she'll come back with, though? You know, like, what's going to be her, like...
I don't know. She found herself somewhere.
Do you think she's going to leave Bluebell for a while and experience some other town?
Yeah, I've already predicted she's going to go follow that news producer
guy. That's going to be
So I think she'll travel Europe. She'll travel Europe or the United States and then come back after, like, refreshed or in love or something. And
she needs that.
Yeah.
She needs to experience something else, that girl.
The world.
Yeah, she's bigger than Bluebell.
Yeah. She is.
She definitely is. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, what are some other ones here?
This is a prediction that I kind of saw when looking for news and gossip, so I guess it's more so a spoiler alert, whatever. LaVon and Annabeth are going to have some issues. Some troubles. There's some problems up ahead for them.
Yeah. So, like, cold feet on LaVon's part?
I don't know. I mean, it didn't get into any specifics, but it just... Annabeth did an interview and said that LaVon and her relationship is going to go through some ups and downs.
So. We should get her back on the AfterBuzz couch because she told us some good things. But that makes sense. That's what I was going to say because you could see his face. She's like, I'm not going to sleep here tonight. She wanted to go back to her own house. Mm-hmm. And I think it was. She said it's not an ultimatum, but I think it's definitely making him think, like, I mean, am I on this path with her? Like, do I want to marry her or should I stop it before it gets too deep?
I feel like this is the healthiest relationship he has had.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a great girl. I don't know why he would question it, but maybe after a few bad decisions, it's hard.
Well, I liked him and his ex-girlfriend.
Ruby?
Yes, Ruby. I couldn't even remember her name. I guess I didn't really like her that much, but I liked them together. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
I didn't really like it.
We've already talked about how Heart of Dixie does this. They create these new characters and they set them up for failure. So I think that's what they did with Ruby. I liked them as a couple. The only thing she had going against her was that she had to move. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I think also that LaVon is going to spend some time dealing with George and Lindley while he's thinking over this Annabeth stuff.
That's going to be fun. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to be drama.
And I want to see more of Joel trying to be Wade's best friend because I just think it's funny how Zoe freaks out so much about it because she's still in love with Wade.
And
it's
we heard Wade last episode say, like, you know, I'm still your man or whatever he was saying to her. Like,
or you still love me.
Yeah, and it's true.
It's
true.
She knows. She thought about that. Okay, you guys, thanks for joining us for Heart of Dixie. You can find us on at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter and AfterBuzzTV.com. You can find me on Twitter at Whitney Lane Fern.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee LA.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as well at Paige Sell.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.